Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Hope you're doing great. And, you know, I've got a new saying. I'm blessed in the mess. It's an easy time right now, but you could actually be blessed in the midst of everything that's going on around the world. And, you know, this week I'm going to talk about how to understand and develop spiritual authority in your life. It's going to help you to get ready for what's coming. Lord, we pray that you would unlock the heavens right now. We pray for those who are struggling. Maybe you've lost your job, lost loved ones, whatever's going on right now. We just pray for your will to be done in the midst of this craziness. We pray for financial blessing. We pray for supernatural turnaround. Expected to see this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, spiritual authority is having the power that God gives you to fulfill your purpose and your destiny on earth. And keep in mind, in my teaching, I say, well, you know, there really is a three-step model and three things that Jesus said. Matthew 4:19, come and follow me. So, you know, just stay in a relationship with the Lord. Matthew 22:37, he said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. He called that the greatest commandment. And the third thing is the Great Commission. Matthew 28:19, go teach others to do the same. You know, go into all the earth, teaching others to do what the Lord's told you. So come and follow the Lord, stay in a relationship, love God, love other people, love yourself. And third is go show other people how to do it. You don't have to preach. You don't have to be an evangelist in that old sense. People today really are open to talking about God, or just see the things, you know, how God's changed your life. So let's focus on spiritual authority that God has given us as a believer. Jesus said in John 10:18, he said, I have authority to lay down my own life. And so his authority came from laying down his life. Our authority comes from that same source, picking up our cross, so to speak, laying down our lives for others. What that would mean is let go of bad things in your life, or, you know, get some inner healing. We need to die to ourselves. That's the sinful nature. But at the same time, I've found as a prophetic life coach, many people have died too hard to everything. You know, I try to help people to realize what it is they're called to do. And most people don't even know because we've laid down too hard. But, you know, what it really means is really just to lay down the things that are against you as far as the things of your flesh. I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But true spiritual authority comes from humility and being a servant. As Jesus' resurrection, at his resurrection, he granted us and commissioned us to operate in this authority. This is Matthew 28:18-20. Matthew 28:18-20. He said, Jesus came to them and said, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to do everything and obey everything I command you. And surely I am with you always. Now, we tend to think of that as we're supposed to go out and preach on the street corner, but really it doesn't mean that. We need to do things in a way that people can receive them these days. And this is showing that he has given us authority. So we're going to unpack it a little bit more. Mark 16:15-18, Jesus said to them, go into all the world. He said, preach the good news. He said this. Same type of thing. This is a different section now. Whoever believes in me will be baptized and saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. But these are the signs that will accompany, this is what I'm trying to get to here. These are the signs that will accompany those people who believe. They will drive out demons. They will speak in other tongues, and they will pick up snakes with their hands, drink deadly poison, and it won't harm them. They can lay hands on sick people and get well. So, I know this is a strange sounding thing, but it's true. He said this. He said, you will have the authority to drive out demons. So we do have authority over the demonic. We can speak in tongues, which, sometimes a controversial thing, whether you do it or not. You do have authority to do it, and there is a power in it. You also have authority in these other areas that are probably not so much literal. Picking up snakes represents the ability to overcome fear and certain demonic forces that come against you personally. And snakes also represent deception. We see that in Genesis chapter 3. The snake was deceiving. So God has given you the authority over the false things, over deception, over the fears. You could also drink deadly poison. I wouldn't recommend it, or picking up snakes literally. But that means anything that's harmful to you. You know, toxic and poisonous environments. We live in a toxic environment, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But the Lord has given us authority to be able to not allow these things to overcome you, and also to heal the sick. And I know that I got sick a few years ago, and it was over toxicity. I had an extreme case of multiple chemical sensitivity back in 2016 and 17. It was so bad, it drove me out of my house. And so I had to get healed, and I had to go through this and gaining authority in the area, getting that inner healing. And, you know, I'm not going to go into my whole healing story, but I'm just saying, I'm standing here whole today. And overcome things that have overcome me. And so I'm just saying that this is available to you too. And taking authority sometimes means that we need to go beyond just saying in the name of Jesus, which is good. But, you know, in the name of Jesus will give us the power to do things. But it also involves changing your behavior and your character. We need to take proactive steps and make choices. We need to allow the things that might be negative, you know, to make some changes in those areas so that they don't affect you. Get rid of the things that you have in common with the enemy. Maybe that's wounds in your soul or repeated sins. Those things will help you to grow in authority. So how do we have access to spiritual authority? And how we access it is, or exercise it basically, is through our words. That's the biggest thing. Speaking in the name of Jesus, that is very powerful. We have the ability to bless people, prayer and intercession. Our actions do something that brings a change over us. Love is a big one. Humbling ourselves and saying sorry, removing pride, unforgiveness, things like that, allow us to move in spiritual authority. So as we grow, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, the biggest thing, stop miracles around Jesus. He couldn't even do miracles in one town of Samaria. At another time, we did very few miracles when there was unbelief. So if you don't believe that you have authority, then that's one of the things that you'll need to remove, is the unbelief that you could do these things, the unbelief in the miracles and things like that. Then doing something practical, you could actually exercise your spiritual gifts on a regular basis, pray for the sick. You could stretch yourself by getting outside your comfort zone. The biggest thing these days is be nice and loving people. Be humble. You want to turn yourself away from what's common these days. It's very common. The common spirit is a spirit of violence and the spirit of, you know, of not loving people. But, you know, we could actually make a breakthrough by not judging, not speaking against others, you know, and getting rid of unforgiveness. These are the things that gave me greater spiritual authority. Here I was walking, you know, as a prophet even when I was sick. But I had allowed some unforgiveness towards the Lord even, because I had so many deaths in my family. I had some tragedy. I was walking through such a deep level of grief that it caused me to get sick. And then I had to step back in and do this. Basically, I practiced these things. I had to stop any kind of speaking against anybody. I've had this message for years, by the way, letting go of anything that would cause me to get out of that full communion with God. And so one thing you can do is develop, in the midst of all of this, I realize you need to develop the positive mindset that God loves you. He loves you. He's not mad at you. He's not angry with you. He's not judging you. And that God's kingdom is often opposite of what we experience on earth. So when we have negative things, we can flip them around. And when we flip those things around, you become in agreement. I always say that I'm now in denial of the things of Satan. And God is my only reality now. And I'm walking in wholeness. I'm walking in health. And I'm walking the best I can in love each day. And so in this, I want to help you do this, to be able to grow in your spiritual authority as well. Here's a little exercise. You know, it's really important to learn from the negative situations around you. And so Jesus had a prayer, you know, in the Lord's Prayer. He said, on earth as it is in heaven. And that means that you want to align yourself with heaven. God is love. So you align yourself with God's love. Love God, love yourself, love other people. That's the area that I was out of align, what caused me to get toxic, is I was out of align with not loving myself. I had some hidden stuff. And I went through some inner healing and got some inner healing in this. It helped me to grow in authority and to no longer be sick. So as you're doing this, I'm going to give you a little exercise here. Think about your life right now and write down any negative things in your life or the things, maybe something that feels impossible to change. Now, what's the opposite of that? If you're in debt, the opposite would be financial blessing. If you're sick, the opposite would be perfect health. Now, write down. I want you to take some time. Go back through this later on. It's important because it's going to change things and it's going to release authority over you. Because when you become a victim, you feel like nothing's going to change. You can change. All things are possible for those who believe. That's why I have that sign behind me, because it is true. And so what's a negative thing right now? You can pray and ask God to show you. Pray and ask God to change your situation. But then, find a Bible verse or two that gives you a promise over it. Let's say that you're sick or there's illness in your body. Isaiah 53:5 says, by his stripes we are healed. Or you could find one. They're so easy to find. Just type it on the internet, you know, whatever you're going through. Bible verses for debt, Bible verses for blessing, Bible verses for unforgiveness. You'll find them out there. There's lists of them. Now, continue to pray over this. And see yourself, begin to see yourself as who God sees you. He sees you right now. He looks at your life and he sees where you've been. He knows what happened to you. He knows where you are now. He knows, he understands the situation and he sees where we're going all at the same time. And he loves you. If you can get that view, begin to ask God to show you what it is that you're called to do, how to shift and flip around these things. This is actually growing in true authority. Authority over fear, authority over unbelief, authority over the coronavirus. Lord, we pray that you would break these things out now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there's a crash course in authority for you. And DougAddison.com is my website. Check out the Seer Gift, How to Activate Your Prophetic Vision, is still available. It was an online training. I just did it. You can still get it. It's a short time longer. Go to DougAddison.com/Seer. It was a really fun one. And also, the masterclass on how to develop products online. And I've been doing this for a long time myself, and I unpacked this. And this is definitely a deal. This is the coronavirus deal. It's regular $97. I just did it a couple weeks ago. How to develop products and online courses, whether you do it yourself or you need to help someone else, grab this because it's only $47 right now. DougAddison.com/develop. Also, consider giving to what we do. We love it when someone partners with us and people you know, want to text. You can text L-O-V-E to 45888 or go to DougAddison.com/give. Be sure to follow my daily prophetic words and pick up the app, Doug Addison app, in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Hey, I hope you have a great week. I know God's going to do some amazing things. Next week, I'm releasing a prophetic word for the month of August, and it's going to be an amazing time. I'm excited for what's coming. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.